So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Hot Frosty.
Oh, ew!
What?
Well, that sounds like something... If I look that up on Urban Dictionary, am I gonna see something gross?
Well, sir, I'm looking it up.
Don't look it up.
Oh!
Oh, God.
You shouldn't have looked it up.
I don't think we can make a movie about this.
Well, no, sir, I meant it as a Frosty the Snowman type thing. He's a snowman that comes to life. It's a Christmas movie, and he's good looking.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those Hallmark Christmas movies, you know, where it's so bad it's good.
Okay. Hey, what if we make it so good it's good?
Whoa, let's not mess with a winning formula.
That's a good point. Play it safe.
So we start this movie the way that all cheesy Christmas movies start.
With Lacey Chabert waking up?
Exactly, and this time her character's name is Kathy, and we see that the heat and a bunch of stuff in her house is broken.
Why?
Because her husband took care of fixing all that stuff, but he's frickin' dead.
Oh my God.
So anyway, one day this older couple that lives in town give her this red scarf that came into their thrift store.
Oh, that's sweet.
And she immediately goes outside and puts it onto a snowman that's in the town square as part of this snowman building competition.
Kind of a jerk move.
Kind of. But this snowman is a sculpture of a hot guy, and that night the scarf brings him to life, so now he's all naked in public.
Going full frontal in the town square is tight.
Yeah, so he's there with his junk out and this old lady's trying to sneak a peek.
So wait, did someone sculpt an anatomically correct naked snowman or did the magic scarf create a penis?
Hey, shut up. So then he accidentally breaks a store window and trespasses and shoplifts some clothes to cover up his snowballs.
Oh, he shoplifts?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, technically he was just born, so he doesn't really know that that's a bad thing to do. He's got the mind of a toddler.
He's got the mind of a toddler?
Oh yeah, so that's gonna be real cute and funny.
So Kathy's gonna fall in love with someone who, despite his muscular physique, was, for all intents and purposes, just born.
Yes, but like really muscular.
Oh, like really muscular.
Real muscular and vascular. This guy's got like no body fat. In fact, sometimes you're gonna be like, is he okay?
What?
Anyway, so Kathy sees him talking to the other snowman, and she invites him into the diner she owns.
Okay.
And he tells her that his first memory is her putting the scarf on him, and he loves her.
He's a baby.
And he doesn't even really know what food is, because again, he was born yesterday.
He's an innocent, baby-minded snowman.
But a very hot one. So she brings him to a doctor who takes his temperature and sees that it's below freezing, so she's like, yeah, maybe he is a snowman.
That's the doctor's professional medical opinion?
Yeah, because after all, it's Christmas.
And she's not medically curious about what's going on at all.
Not in the least. So she sends them off and Kathy takes the snowman home to...
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
Not yet, at least.
Oh. So since the snowman knows nothing about nothing, she plops him in front of the TV and is like, all right, just watch this, I guess.
Okay.
So there's gonna be a fun montage of him watching stuff. He's gonna get spooked by a vampire movie and make like a little cross to scare it off.
So he doesn't know what food is, but he knows that a crucifix is a good way of deterring a vampire.
That's right, and he also makes a bunch of purchases on her laptop because he doesn't realize her credit card's connected to it.
But he knows how to use a computer.
Yes, and then he learns a bunch of stuff by watching TV. So he learns how to cook dinner, how to fix the roof, how to fix the stairs.
So he's just a fantastic handyman and chef because he watched TV for a couple of hours.
Exactly, but then a horny older woman comes by.
A different one?
Yeah, this town's full of them. So she brings him to her house to show him off to all the other older ladies and do some work for her.
Again, that feels kind of weird knowing that he's just a kid. Mentally.
No, it's not weird.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, the snowman keeps love bombing Kathy, and she's like, well, that's a little fast, but he starts to grow on her.
She starts being into the young snowman.
She does, yeah, but she keeps telling him to lay low because the sheriff in town is looking for him since he broke into a shop and showed his jingle bells to an old lady.
Right.
But the snowman really wants to go help set up for this big school dance in town.
I guess he'd feel comfortable around the other children, yeah.
And Kathy's like, you should really lay low because you will be arrested. And he's like, but I wanna.
He does make a compelling argument,
and he freaking invites her to be his date to this dance, and he sees her in her dress, and he thinks she's all pretty.
So the snowman's able to get aroused?
Of course.
Wait, who even carved this snowman? Aren't they concerned that it's no longer in the town square?
Hey, shut up. So they go to the dance, but he ends up getting arrested.
Uh-oh.
And he's put in jail, but he can't stay indoors too long because he's made of snow, so he starts dying.
Oh, no.
And the whole town comes to bail him out, but it's too late. He's dead. Even the doctor lady standing from from far away is like, hey, he's gone, Kathy.
She just confidently says that without checking anything?
Yes.
I gotta say, that's a terrible doctor.
Well, it turns out she's right, because he is a frickin' dead snowman.
Very sad. Well, it's gonna be tough to have a happy ending now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, Kathy gives the dead snowman a kiss on the mouth, and that brings him back to life.
Oh, sweet.
And not only does it bring him back to life, but now he's a real boy.
I mean, man.
So now they could be together for realsies.
Is anyone in the town freaked out that this woman's mouth just turned snow into flesh?
They're not, no. So then Kathy and the former snowman move in together and fix up her house, and the next Christmas, they're gonna go to Hawaii.
How could they possibly get any appropriate travel identification for a snowman that's a year old?
Hey, shut up forever, so then we're done. What do you think?
Well, I feel like there are a lot of lingering existential questions and a general creepy vibe to everyone being attracted to this guy.
Hallmark's Christmas movies are like a $1 billion industry.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure people are gonna like this just fine.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.